This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In 1981, jazz drummer Paul Motion recorded with a quintet, including two little-known younger players, guitarist Bill Frisell and tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano. Before long, those three were performing occasionally as a trio, a setting each came to love dearly. Nowadays, all three players keep busy with various projects of their own, but they still reunite to tour once in a while. Motion, Frisell, and Lovano have a new CD out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead likes the band.
Jerome Kern's I Have the Room Above Her, title track from a new CD by the Motion Frisell Lovano Trio, one of the great jazz groups of the last 20 years. Way back in the early 60s, Paul Motion played drums in pianist Bill Evans's trio, which specialized in sensitive explorations of classic pop tunes. You might hear Motion's trio with Joe Lovano and Bill Frisell as their successor. There's the same subtle interplay at ballad tempos with a ballad's tender sensibilities. That's from the other oldie on Paul Motion's new album, a mystery number Thelonious Monk once recorded as Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. Monk's presence is felt in other ways here. In this group, more than any other, Bill Frisell plays all those pretty Jim Hall guitar chords, but he also learned a mountain from Monk about oblique ways to underline another musician's solo. It's not your normal jazz guitar. This format fits the players tighter than OJ's glove. Paul Motion is a reactive drummer. Keeping up a steady pulse is less important than commenting on the action. To make a heartfelt point of his own, he might even slow the beat down, one of the first things drummers learn not to do. His creative looseness demands side folk with a strong internal clock. Saxophonist Joe Lovano is one of those jazz maestros who always knows where he is in relation to the beat, no matter how knotted up his own line gets. Like Motion, he's audibly influenced by Ornette Coleman's nursery rhymey tunes and free timing. Along with Frisell's country touches, it gives the band a whiff of a ramshackle roadhouse. In truth, there's not so much of a roadhouse feel on this album compared to others the trio have made. It's on the ECM label, whose traditionally glossy, reverby sound can work against this music. It undercuts changes in texture when Lovano or Frizzell drop out or pop back in. ECM is partial to slow, moody ballads, too, which likely explains the preponderance of them here and why the zippier numbers are buried later in the program. They're in there, but you have to hunt a little.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.